I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. There is hot off the press news that just happened. President Trump, our negotiator in chief, has worked out a deal with the criminals. And I don't know what all that includes. One of the things it includes is the Strait of Hormuz being open. So let's jump right into that. Hey, I'm glad to see you guys. I'm MelissaRedPill.com. All right, here it is. It's official. Negotiator-in-Chief President Trump announces a two-week double-sided ceasefire with Iran pending the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz. So that has to happen immediately. The Strait of Hormuz has to open immediately. And everybody who was so nervous would not be a good negotiator-in-chief like our wonderful president, the negotiator-in-chief. This is what it takes to destroy the criminal cabal and to keep the world safe. He is amazing. He's gotten everybody all in a dither, but he got what he wanted. That's why he's a billionaire. He knows how to negotiate, and he does not blink. How about that? What do you think about that? A deal is in the making, Fox was saying, subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz. I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. This will be a double-sided ceasefire on behalf of the United States of America as president and also representing the countries of the Middle East. It is an honor to have this long-term problem close to resolution. Now, long-term, he's talking about literally thousands of years is really what it boils down to. But he was saying that they've already met so many of their military objectives. You know, the deadline was really like last night. They started going in and destroying different military installations immediately. And so, you know, now basically so many of their military objectives have been met. And so bottom line, I think he's really talking about more than bridges, more than, you know, power plants. Not gonna do this to harm the people, of course. That's not the objective at all. But the objectives are to dismantle the criminal cabal, the satanic criminal cabal. We have to keep our eye on the prize. Forget what the news says, even Fox News or whatever. The real issue is that we are ending the criminal cabal in the world. That is what is happening biblically. I'm very excited to be able to report that to you. And today is we started the counting of the Omer. I'm going to make that a little bit smaller so you can see. This is the Omer bundle. And so we start on the day of Easter, Resurrection Day. We start counting for 50 days. We start counting an Omer each day. Today is the third day. And I'm going to follow along. We're doing this over on our social media, over on of our wonderful Kelly, who puts it on not only on Telegram, but also Getter and X, and also on True Social. So thank you, Colleen, Tammy, and my wonderful team who helps to make sure all these things get posted. So we are celebrating the 50 days toward Pentecost. And on Pentecost, we celebrate the cancellation of the debts, setting free of all the captives. So we're that's what we're moving. That is the prize, is Jubilee. And if you haven't seen this, May 17th is the rededication of America to the Lord. And that is also on the website called Jubilee. And it is the Sunday before the real Jubilee. I think that's exciting and amazing that they would call it the Jubilee. The Lord has put this in his word that we're to keep the Jubilee and the people should be have their debts canceled. Who's up for that? I know everybody here is ready to have their debts canceled and every captive freed. Not only people who, obviously, if they're a criminal, they need to stay behind bars, but it's the people who've been held captive in Iran, the people who've been held captive in Venezuela, or name it, China. This is what we're headed for the world to be set free from this criminal cabal. So I love this celebration that it starts with the first fruits, and you are one of the first. Of course, our Lord Jesus is the first one to rise, and it's a picture of rising. In the future, it'll be of our glorified bodies that we're going to get, but that's after 1,000 years from now. But what it's really talking also about for now is our awakening, our one of the first ones to awaken. I'm ready for everybody to wake up. How about you? I'm so ready for that. So this is what's President Trump's post this morning. This is what got them to the negotiating table. He is not bluffing. He was not bluffing. And so he blessed the great people of Iran. And they are being rescued. I'm going to show you some of the other clips. Of course, he's not doing anything to harm the people of Iran. Come on, people, right? He said he was saying the New World Order, Satanic criminal cabal, Antichrist dies tonight. That's what he said. A whole civilization. That it's not the civilization of Iran. It's the civilization of this criminal cabal. And, you know, whether they physically die or whether their entire cabal of control over the world dies. That's really what we are after, that they can no longer harm humanity, whether it's the Strait of Hormuz and the control of that. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute, but I've got a special guest with me talking about that, or whether they're controlling the financial system, petrodollar, and also controlling the gold and the silver prices and that, whether they control the media, they control the education system, all the politicians, their whole system of control dies tonight. This is the seventh day of Passover. This is the day when we commemorate the Egyptians going into the Red Sea. Our Lord Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 24, they will not know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them away. So I'm ready for that. I'm going to show you also some things about arrests and prosecution. So buckle up for that. So buckle up. We're going to have a great time tonight. He says, I don't want this to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. This is not just a political event that's happening over the past even 50 years, 47 years. It's not just that. It's literally thousands of years. This is the end of their regime, the criminal, satanic cabal ruling the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. Bigger than that. Right, God bless the great people of Iran. And someone was saying, well, they should have, you know, fought back. If the U.S. military was having a hard time getting these people to bow the knee and to buckle, the people of Iran had no chance. And one day this will all be explained. It'll be in the real history books, not these fake ones that we've had, the real history books of how the world was set free. It's just the most amazing time to be live, and I'm so thankful that we're here to share it together. All right, so here we are. The whole world is having a resurrection. This is the whole truth of Easter, is the resurrection of the entire world set free. That's what the Omer Festival, that's what our Lord Jesus is. He came to set the world literally. So thank you so much. Don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button, subscribe, and share. Make sure that you always make sure your bell is rung so you are notified if I do a special video. But you know that I have videos on Saturday morning, 10:30, Sunday at 11 a.m., and Tuesday at 6 p.m. I'm just trying to make it as confusing as possible. It's always listed right at the top of my YouTube channel and my Telegram. you'll see what times we have our videos, our live streams. So I'm glad that you guys are here to be part of this. Yes. All right. So don't forget to hit the like always and share because it helps to get that. This was something that was posted for us way back in 2018, August 28th, 2018. Watch Iran. Something incredible is about to happen. Hassan Rouhani, the good people of Iran have the power. Fight for your freedom. Now, they are fighting in a very different way because they couldn't fight with guns and bullets. They really could not effect their freedom. Ultimately, they needed help. And I'll tell you, the American government is responsible, not you and me, but the criminal cabal, deep state of America, was responsible for putting in this horrible regime. So it's really the Americans' government's responsibility to take them out. It's just a fact of it. And so they were in a very difficult plight, but they have been fighting in a very interesting way. If you noticed that when they had heard where the pilot, one in the back seat, was hiding, they actually made a traffic jam so the IRGC could not get to them. This is the way that they have been able to fight for their freedom. And also sharing the truth, just like we do. Truth literally sets us free. We stand with the good people of Iran who are currently battling their installed regime for freedom. True rule, the people have the power. Rise up and demand they be removed. That's what they have done. And many of the people have really suffered terribly. Now, President Trump said yesterday, he said they not go out because it is too dangerous. They will run the regime. They'll just shoot them. Just awful. That's why this regime has to come down. Basic human rights. At some point, military generals will act with the will of the people simply because their soldiers are those same people and have no choice. We stand with you. We are monitoring the situation closely. Stay safe and God bless. So I want you to hear what President Trump had to say.
Proud people of Iran. I say tonight that the hour of your freedom is at hand. Stay sheltered. Don't leave your home. It's very dangerous outside. Bombs will be dropping everywhere. When we are finished, take over your government. It will be yours to take. This will be probably your only chance for generations. For many years, you have asked for America's help, but you never got it. No president was willing to do what I am willing to do tonight. Now you have a president who is giving you what you want. So let's see how you respond. America is backing you with overwhelming strength and devastating force. Now is the time to seize control of your destiny and to unleash the prosperous and glorious future that is close within your reach. This is the moment for action. Do not let it pass. May God bless the brave men and women of America's armed forces. May God bless the United States of America. May God bless you all. Thank you.
All right. We have not come this far to not finish the job. President Trump is going to finish this job and make sure that not only the people of Iran, but people of the entire world are no longer held captive by this criminal cabal. That's all there is to it. And they have to realize we're awake and we're not going to put up with it. No matter who comes out. I've even heard Tucker and like, come on, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm like, what is going on? It makes me wonder sometimes what is really going on. Eventually, all this truth will come out and we'll understand about it. But bottom line, President Trump would not stop until it got resolved. So we'll watch and see. Just trust the plan. All right, so President Trump also was asked what he meant when he posted the other day, glory to God. And I've talked to you guys about this, that Revelation 11:13 talks about glory to God. I'm going to show you that too. But I want you to see how he responded to this reporter. Check this out.
And don't forget, how many men did you send altogether, approximately, for the operation?
I'd love to keep that a secret.
Okay, well, we are. But I will tell you, the number, I'll keep it a secret, but it was hundreds. And hundreds of these people, that's pretty good. Is he central casting? But hundreds of people went into this journey. Hundreds of people could have been killed. Forget about the equipment, a lot of equipment, nobody cares. Hundreds of people. military that said it's a wise. And don't forget, how many men did you send altogether?
Right. Nobody cares about the equipment. We're in it for the people, right? We can replace equipment. But yeah, I wanted you to see that. So he was talking about, this is actually, oh, that's not the one. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I messed up and I put the wrong post. He said, someone asked him, glory to God. He says, God is good. God wants to see people taken care of. They don't like, I don't like seeing people killed. Somehow it wasn't on that link. The point is, nobody wants to see anyone killed, and they want God's glory of God. And so I wanted to remind you, in Revelation 11, verse 13, it talks about at that same time, there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. 7,000 people died in that earthquake, and everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. I believe he's basically, our president is a genius. And he didn't just say glory to God just to have something to say. I think he's talking about this. This is biblical, that the demise of this terrible, evil regime is an earthquake, and it's being destroyed, and everyone will give glory to God in this whole world because we're finally set free from the criminal cabal. It's exciting, exciting days. All right, so I want you to see that. Then I want you to see from our wonderful, our wonderful friend, Professor David Clements. He is wonderful. I'm so proud of him and appreciate what he came out to say, because a lot of people don't realize what President Trump is up to, and they're pushing back on him so much. It's here it says, if Trump was bad, evil would not try to kill him. Number two, if Trump did not threaten the old order, the bot press would not lie about him every hour of every day. This is clearly the truth. Number three, a man cannot be the servant of evil if his mere being has woken more people to the face of evil than any other thing in our time. Isn't that the truth? Exactly, Professor Clements. It's exactly true. How could he be working for the dark side if he has awakened the whole world, right? And number four, no man can play the deep game and at the same time be led around by the nose like a fool. Thank you. Exactly. I agree with you 1,000%. Okay, so I want you to see what he had to say. I thought this was absolutely great and encouraging, because you're probably seeing the same kinds of posts I am. You're seeing Tucker and Marjorie Taylor Greene and so many of these who are coming out saying, you know, Trump's evil and we need to impeach him and we need to, you know, he's crazy and all that. I want you to see what he had to say on this. It's really good. And so if you get worried, you know, I know you always come back to Melissa Redpill, but if you get worried, you can go back and look at this video by Professor Clements too.
Once a loud voice for the cause, now broke down in tears on his broadcast and urged his listeners to cut bait on Trump.
When your ankles swell up three times the size they were before, that means heart failure. And he does look sick. And he does babble and, you know, sound like the brain's not doing too hot. And so we just cut back on Trump and we just mobilize against the Democrats. We need to be sad about Trump. This is not funny. This is not good. He's gone. And that's it.
Like an ocean tide, Jones has historically moved towards Trump when he proves his doubters wrong,
but
standing victorious, only to fall away twice as fast when it looks like Trump's defeated. Titles of truth teller, fair weather patriot, and controlled opposition all fill the atmosphere. Yours truly gets attacked for backing Trump, rain or shine. Accusations of idolatry, worship, or failing to see him as the Antichrist, I've heard it all. Odd, as I was a never-Trumper in 2016 and have never shied away from holding unpopular views. Life has battered me 1,000 different ways, and I think it forced me to see a man, battered more than anyone, more clearly. A decade's worth of study. When I can't make sense of the man, I revisit the following. 1. If Trump was bad, evil would not try to kill him. 2. If Trump did not threaten the old order, the bot press would not lie about him every hour of every day. 3. A man cannot be the servant of evil when his mere living has woken more people to the face of evil than any other thing in our time. 4. No man can play the deep game and at the same time be led around by the nose like a fool.
Right. That's right. I thought that was great. What did you guys think about that? I thought that was super great. Thank you so much, Professor Clements. You know, but so just hang on tight, everybody. I'm telling you, I am ride or die. nothing's going to stop me from trusting President Trump. He has awakened the entire world. He's taken a bullet for us. He's fought and fought and fought. I just cannot imagine, you know, turning loose of this amazing man who fought so hard for our country. And so, you know, I'm just trust him completely. And he's such a genius. Just very, very thankful that we're living in the day that we're watching all of this unfold. Really, really exciting. All right. So if you're not familiar with my Melissa Red Pill, definitely go to Melissa Red Pill 11 over on YouTube. And if you possibly can, go over there right now and open a window and chat over there, because it's live right now. I will share the link in the chat over on the Rumble. And you guys have that. So you can go and share this great chat with people over on the Melissa Red Pill 11 channel, and you can watch there also. Okay. And also don't forget, we have the wonderful, I just hope you really enjoy the books, and the audio book is finally ready for the Golden Age. We're here. Get ready, because the Golden Age is upon us. When the evildoers are gone, the peace and the health and the wealth and the joy and the everything good, unity, the beauty, the victory, everything is going to just overwhelm the earth. Yeah, it's all mostly, but yeah, we're going to talk about health here in just a second too. We're going to have amazing days that I don't think anyone can imagine. We've lived under this cloud for so long. So this one right here is the decode of Revelation. If you want to know the truth about Revelation, it's right here, verse by verse by verse. It's the end times for them. And I also have the audiobook over on melissaredpill.com. And this is the golden age of all the wonderful things that God said in his word would happen. His kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the major clues from minor prophets. The minor prophets were talking to us. They were telling us about what we were going to experience in this amazing day. I'm so thankful for the minor prophets and to know what they were trying to tell us. They were trying to tell us about, you know, how to stand up and fight for ourselves in this world and how we're going to defeat them. And it's beautiful, exciting. And they did not want us to know any of that. I always thought it was just ancient history, and it's not. It's talking about us in this day defeating our enemies. The controls construct did not want us to know about that. And also how this is biblical. All the Bible stories that we've heard all of our lives, at least 17 of them, about a roadmap, as a roadmap to where we are headed into the golden, beautiful, beautiful days. We're crossing the Red Sea right now, you guys. Seriously, I'm telling you right now. All right, so yeah, this is it was a blackout today, and it reminds me of the post where it says blackout was necessary. And maybe this was a fulfillment of that post where it talks about blackout necessary, because when you're doing this high level, high stakes negotiation, then he had to do a blackout. That possibly could have been what we were told on the board, blackout necessary. So take that in consideration. They canceled the originally scheduled press conference with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and General Raisin Kane. Why? Because that let the criminal cabal know, we're not over here playing games. We're not over here having a press conference. We are ready to bring down the entire might of the U.S. military to bear on the criminal cabal. So there you go. How about that? I love that. All right. Next, I wanted you to see this. This just came out just before we came on. And this is the acting attorney general, Todd Blanche, talking about Harmeet Dillon becoming the attorney general. And I hope that's going to case. But Todd Blanche was announcing over 8,000 fraud investigations are underway and even more coming. And I just got to tell you something. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear one more minute of investigations. I don't want to hear it. I've had it up to here with investigations. Anybody with me? I've just had it with investigations. I don't want to hear about anything except Epstein arrests. If you have all the information that you need to make all these arrests that you need to make on Epstein, and until you do that, everything else is just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And so, yeah, I don't trust him. I don't trust anybody until someone in power takes the bull by the horns and arrests these people. That's all I want to see. And so they couldn't meet their margin call, all of that happening. I just really feel that this is the moment when once they're stopped, then we can have all these arrests. So we'll see. I'm just telling you, I can't get excited about any investigation until I see the arrests. What do you guys think? That's the way I feel. All right, so now I have something really exciting to tell you that, you know, I've been working for a long, long time to try to expose, you know, the truth about how we can get our health back. And many of you have gone over to the Remedies channel, melissa.redpill.com, right? I'm sorry, melissaredpill.com, and you go to the Remedies page, and these are real, true remedies that our forefathers knew about, but have been suppressed. And we are living in the day when we're having like RFK and all these wonderful patriots who are pushing back on Big Pharma. That is a huge piece of the golden age. So I want you to see, we've got some really exciting news, and I have a friend with me. Y'all remember Doug? Are you still there, Doug? Come on in. Hey, yes, Doug is here. Hey, Doug, I'm glad to see you. Doug Godkin. He is my resident expert. How are you, sir?
Good evening.
I hear you. Awesome. Great. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I was worried I wasn't going to be able to hear you. I hear you great. I'm glad to see you. I like your new setup. It's not.
Cool. Happy that you enjoy it.
Yes.
Lots of, everything is natural.
I love it. I love it. Because that's one of the big things. And maybe you can answer that question for me and explain to people. When we put chemicals into our bodies are not made for that. You're always wanting it to be everything in our bodies to be what God intended because of how he created us. And when all these chemicals go in there, then the body has to detox those chemicals. Am I right?
100%. Our bodies were never made to assimilate chemicals or foreign ingredients. And, you know, listening to you for the last 30 minutes and everything that you've been talking about with the cabal and taking down this criminal empire, a lot of people don't realize that it's the pharmaceutical industry that's the biggest criminal empire of them all. And if we go back to 1908 and realize how the powers that be, the Rockefellers and those controlling families, actually demonized natural products and brought in the pharmaceutical empire for the use of their petrochemicals, and we look at what's happened to our health and wellness ever since then, it's just been a steady decline. So when we see this criminal cabal, we see it on so many different levels other than just, you know, because that is a controlling factor of our world, and especially in the United States, which has the most dependent society on chemicals and pharmaceutical drugs.
Right. And yeah, that's what people are doing, is putting petrochemicals into their bodies.
100%.
Like, and our body going to the gas station and just loading up with diesel. It's so, so bad. And it's no wonder that our health is just in shambles. So, but it can be restored. And that's what, you know, Dr. Laura over at Prescribing Life talks about. And that's what you talk about, is that we are made in an amazing way, and that don't lose heart, everybody. We can be restored, but we have to take action. And that's what RFK is working on. And that's what really this channel is about, that what you have worked on so hard along with Carrie. And I actually talked with her the other day. I'm so spoiled. If you guys aren't familiar with, you can go to CarrieRivera.com and get a telemed with her and ask her your questions. And it's really so wonderful to have people that you can trust, who you know really are working for the the betterment of humanity, who've taken it on the chin, who've suffered to try to help humanity well. So anyway, I'm very, very thankful for you and all the efforts, the work that you've put in to make sure that we have these holistic products that the Lord has intended for us to use. So the first one I wanted to talk about real quick is the silver, because that I think is your claim to fame. And I also want to talk to you about, you know, what you talked about this last time, but how this helps even your animals. So tell us about that.
Sure. So silver is one of the most, I'm going to say, demonized supplements on the market. And when I say demonized and I say suppressed, what makes something suppressed? What makes something demonized? Well, when we look at what we were talking about with the pharmaceutical cartel a few minutes ago, anything that's going to be competition to them and their empire is going to be demonized. So the things that actually work the best for the body are the ones that they create the biggest fear factor around, right? Because they don't want to lose customers.
Right. They know it works. They know this works.
Right. Right. So our goal in the natural space is to give the body healing. Their goal in the medical space is to create a customer for life.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want to do that. We want to get people up and vibrant and healthy and moving forward with their life. So
I love that.
So silver, like I say, is heavily demonized. But let's talk about the mechanism of action, and let's talk about how awesome our Creator is, because our Creator creates everything for us and created this world to support our wellness, right? So when you think about this, silver naturally cleanses the body of yeast, bacteria, fungus, mold, and viruses. So now you just think that's a big statement. What does it mean? Well, think about what are the things that are wreaking havoc on our health and our body today. We're dealing with bacterial infections, we're dealing with viral infections, we're dealing with fungal infections, we're dealing with mold infections, right? So when we think about something that can cleanse the body of that, what a better way to start the resetting process of the body and go after what's wreaking havoc on the body.
Right.
Silver is not a mineral or a probiotic or something like that that's going to give the restorative process, but it's going to get the cleansing process to get the garbage out of the body. And so many people have been trained nowadays to think about, I live to my illness, or I live to my concern. So when we think about anti-inflammatory concerns, well, your body's getting inflamed because it's taking in too many chemicals, and the body doesn't know what to do with it. So fibromyalgia and so many of these other concerns that people are dealing with are autoimmune inflammatory concerns. Think about toenail fungus. Think about eye concerns. You know, those are mostly bacterial and fungal concerns. We can naturally go after that and cleanse the body of those concerns without having to take a whole load of antibiotics, which absolutely destroy our gut microbiome.
I'm anti-antibiotic.
Right.
Because it does so many negative things. And that's the great thing about silver. It is a natural antibiotic.
Exactly.
And speaking on inflammation, before I forget to tell you this, I just had some, not to give you too much information, you guys, but I did some blood work, and I didn't remember that maybe I've never seen this before. Maybe it was never on the list, but it actually talks about an inflammation marker, and my numbers were amazing. The lady who was working with me, it's not really a quote doctor, it's a holistic practitioner. She was shocked. She was shocked. She says, your inflammation numbers are so good. It's because I'm doing all these things. And especially after I was actually had a terrible allergic reaction to bleach, but that's a whole story over in November. And so even after I've been through that, I still had no inflammation, which was very, very exciting. And so just everything in your whole body works better because it's not blown up like a big balloon. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. And the comments, and I'm going to say the stories that have been coming in from your listeners and your viewers that have been trying these products have been, there's a lot of days that you spend in tears when you see how stuck somebody was in their wellness and have tried everything and, you know, been down the pharmaceutical route, been down the natural route to a certain extent, but not realizing, okay, I need to cleanse my body of what's wreaking havoc on it. So the stories that we're seeing in testimonials now that we've been on and talked about this a few times, or you just can't put it to words.
That's so
It's
great.
all I can say.
That's
It's amazing.
exactly why the Lord called you to do this, because I know how much it touches your heart to see people well, and it's just that's exactly the heart of a doctor that we want and that we will have in the golden age. So yeah, this is the whole page, freedomforce.live/silver, for you guys to go in and read more about this. There's actually a PDF that Doug gave me, and I posted over on the channel, actually three of them. And so I'm going to scroll down and you can see this one, Silver Nature's Miracle Defense. So go on there and download that. I think you just push on one of these buttons, the button somewhere. Yeah, that one right there. You can download it to your phone or to your laptop and you can read it. It's very easy reading. And at the end, it's got, I think, like 30 pages of protocols, what you do to help if you have it, fungus or mold or whatever is causing you problems. And here's how you do it. Either you drink it. This one, the silver solution, is especially structured. It's not like the colloidal silver. It is perfectly pH balanced so that it doesn't have any negative effects at all. At all. It's perfect. And then I love the silver mouth spray. That stuff, I love that. It tastes so good. And so that removes any fungus or infection from your mouth. And then you've got the silver gel, so if you have an infection, topical, you can put that on topically. And then you've got a nasal spray here, as well as the silver lozenges. So that's what I ended up getting, was this whole bundle. And they have a special like 15% off or something like that. I'll show you that in just a second, you guys. But yeah, anything else you want to add before I go on to the next thing?
No,
okay.
it's my go-to, and I know RFK really appreciates it. And
yes.
I know Trump's naturopathic doctor personally. I know he's a huge supporter of silver as well, and
wow.
Have had many, many amazing discussions with him. And he's holistic to a whole other extreme. Like, I've been on calls with him and RFK, and we've talked about these things. And Antoine is next level with this stuff.
Wow.
But
that's
and his knowledge
interesting.
Of silver.
Maybe the stories about him eating hamburgers is overblown and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of that's not really true. Anyway, so here's tell everyone about this PDF that you can get over on freedomforce.live/silver, absolutely free. So you could go and download that. What is this one about?
I can't see it.
Oh, you can't see the screen?
No.
Okay. Wow. I thought you were able to see the screen. I'm sorry. Oh, you know,
so
what?
I know there's the PDF in the book there.
Okay. So this health and beauty. Sorry. I know why. Anyway, health and beauty secrets for her. What is that one for?
Okay. So that's everything to do with the female body, and this here, and we'll go into a sensitive subject here for a second as well, is yeast concerns.
Okay.
And I've worked with thousands of women over the last number of years that were trapped in their body due to yeast concerns, and they've been, you know, we run into a pH problem there, where, you know, they take pharmaceutical applications, they take these different products, and they're taking this pH in that sensitive area of the body and going extremely acidic, extremely alkaline, and it's a horrible situation.
Oh wow.
And so that really that PDF really zeroes in on that. But if there's females out there that are listening tonight, and males for that matter as well, that are suffering from yeast concerns in the delicate areas of the body,
okay,
the silver liquid, the silver gel work amazing for that area of the body. And the stories of transformation there of people getting untrapped from being trapped in their body for years and years of suffering are incredible.
That is wonderful. Yes. And it says ingesting silver is normal. I drink it every day, and it's just so wonderful. And I know that I'm, you know, it's just another way that I detox, and I make sure that everything is percolating great in my body. All right. So I want you to see that one. And then if you scroll down to the next one, you guys, then you see the one I've got to figure out how to get. Okay. The next one is silver and animals, the silver secret to animal health. Tell us about that one.
So let's think about us. Let's think about our animals. Our animals are suffering from the same things that we are: yeast, bacteria, fungus, mold issues, viral issues. They live closer to the ground than we do, so they're picking up a lot more of these things than we are. In most cases, depending on food and diet, animals are getting a worse diet than we are. They're drinking, you know, water from puddles. They're just in this toxic environment.
Yeah.
all day.
No wonder they have short lives. I really believe in the golden age. Our pets will live long, healthy lives, just like we will. Not only will we have lived longer lives, but they will too. But yeah, actually, there's a page on my website, you guys, freedomforce.live/pets, where you can talk about getting good, healthy food for your animals. And so it'll really help them, and not only live longer lives, but healthier lives. So if you haven't seen that yet, but you definitely need to go and search about that, because the pet food industry is no joke, no bueno. All right, so that's one of the main ones about silver and all the different ways that you can body, but also as a natural antibiotic, but also the EDTA, that is one of the things that I use to the toxins when I was poisoned. So tell us about that one.
EDTA will actually help pull the toxins out of the body, as well the humic and the fulvic trace minerals. When we look at society right now, and this is based on our food supply, as our foods have been robbed of the trace minerals and the nutrients that they need. Even if we're going, and there's a test, and one on the next time we do this, I'll do this. There's a light bulb test I do that I can actually test vegetables and fruits for energetic.
Okay. Yeah,
continuity.
Let's do that next time.
And it's trace minerals and these things that actually move the energy in the body. So as a society, we're mineral deficient because, you know, so many people are eating food that's coming out of a package, which is just stripped of everything.
Right.
And then our food supply is compromised nowadays, sprayed with pesticides, our soils aren't mineral rich or dense anymore. So even though we're doing our best to eat a healthy lifestyle, you know, healthy diet, we're still not getting the nutrients from our foods that we would have gotten 50 years ago.
Right.
So the humic, the fulvic is that ancient plant life that's just bursting with trace minerals and electrolytes to replenish our body of what we're not giving it. And when we look at the cause of a lot of concerns, it's because our bodies aren't getting properly nourished. So if we can nourish our body, then we can eradicate our body or relieve our body of the yeast, bacteria, fungus, and mold, and we can pull the toxins out, then our body is just going to absolutely transform itself. And that's exactly what you're talking about there.
Yeah. Well, and so I think of it like, and I've shown a picture before, you know, if you have like a little plant outside that's got, it's got little yellow leaves, it needs some nutrients in it. It's nutrient lacking. And so then if you can get the nutrients in it, then, you know, like with this humic fulvic acid, then it'll be a fresh, vibrant, green, beautiful plant again. So that's kind of like with us, and feel the energy that God intended us to have. So yeah, the humic fulvic is kind of like, you know, having, like if you ever put, you know, fertilizer on your plant and all of a sudden they start to revive. And that's exactly what happens to us too. So with the electrolytes and the trace minerals.
Yeah, and think of the humic and the fulvic as decaying plant life pre-flood. So when we think of the world pre-flood and the vegetation and everything before sin and destruction took over everything, that's the plant life that we're tapping into with the humic and the fulvic, is that pre-flood plant life.
I love that. That's awesome. I just put it in my, you guys don't see my smoothies page. I put this in my smoothie and it's really, I love it. I love it. All right. So I'm afraid to talk about the blue one because this might not be good for YouTube. I don't know. But if you go to freedomforce.live/blue, you guys will find out more about that. And we know that RFK uses that, so you can find out more. It has so many positive benefits. It's hard to even list them all. I love the black seed oil. This is good for drinking and also for, I put it on my face. I use that on my face every day. I just love that stuff. I really do. I can see like dark spots have disappeared because of that. So, when you click on each link, right, I just put the link over in the chat, you guys, and I know Songbird will put it over in the comment section. When you go to freedomforce.live/remedies, and then you click on each one, you've got a video that goes along with each one of them. So tell us, sir, what are your favorite things about the black seed oil?
It helps stimulate collagen production.
Oh, does it?
So when you're talking about what you're seeing on your skin there, between the black seed oil topically and the humic and fulvic internally, you're actually waking up. See, we see so many collagen supplements on the market every now, and they're just taking off. You don't need to take them. Like, I can't be any more honest with you, is you don't need to take collagen. Your body produces collagen naturally.
You want your body to produce it rather than eating it. It just goes out the tummy and into the tummy and out the body.
So when you give your body what the body needs, the body's going to naturally do what the body was created to do. So when we look at collagen, people are taking collagen supplements because their body's dehydrated, it's not getting the minerals, and it's not getting the electrolytes that it needs. When we can give those three things to the body will start producing collagen again. So humic fulvic's producing collagen internally. The black seed oil is helping wake that up in the pores as well.
Love it. And also it helps the leaky gut. So put that into your smoothie, you guys, just a little bit. You don't need to go crazy on it, just a little bit each day. And this can help to restore your gut to health, because you've got to have a healthy gut to be able to absorb all these minerals. And so that's a huge piece of it, you guys, that you've got to make sure that your gut is able to absorb the best way absolutely possible. I mean, you can eat the best food in the whole wide world, but if you're not absorbing it, what good is it going to do to you? So anyway, you can watch more of the videos. I go into much detail on each of these videos individually. All right, so yeah, those are the main things. And when you click on each one, for example, if you click on humic fulvic and you just click on the picture of it, it'll take you over to this page, premium select naturals / pages / freedom force. Was it freedom force dot freedom force? Just freedom force. So I will pop this over in the chat too. This is a brand new site, and they have a bundle discount, and plus on top of that, you can get 15% off also. So I really appreciate that, trying to help make these really quality products really more economical. So thank you for that and working on the site for us.
For sure. We just want to see people reclaim their health. Like, that's the driving force every day, is what can we do to make sure that we're helping people overcome where they're at and become the best versions of themselves.
I love that. I love that. That's exactly what Dr. Laura says. You know, someone is from the true heart of a doctor when their whole goal is to see everyone well. And that's where we're headed, are headed. But we've got to really take charge and be careful about everything that we put in our bodies. We've got to make sure it's just as much as we can to detox, to be chemical free, and to be natural as possible, as much as what God intended for our bodies as we possibly can. It's not easy in this world with all that they've done to our soil, but that's where you guys have come in. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we go?
I think we covered it.
All right. Yay. Okay. Awesome. All right. So yeah, don't forget, go to use FFB15 to get the 15% off, you guys. But like this bundle right here, this is 12% off if you buy all this bundle together. So they've created different bundles depending on what you are wanting and needing. And so then even on top of that, you get the 15% off with the FFB. So additionally, so that is so, so great. I really appreciate it. All right.
And there's a money back guarantee on the products. If you don't feel or see the difference,
oh, I love it.
We've got a complete money back guarantee. So you can try this risk-free. And
yes,
I can tell you a couple things. It's going to be less expensive than taking the majority of the supplements out there. So we want to make sure that we can support any family in need. And you've got that risk-free trial as well with the money back guarantee.
Love that. And it's definitely more affordable than surgery.
Yes.
or having, you know, some of the diseases that we have. You know, I'm all about natural remedies, because yeah. I'm living proof of that. Go ahead.
Being preventive.
And I'm living proof. I'm alive right now because I did not use their stuff, and I'm alive today. So anyway, just pray and ask the Lord to guide you. And he will. He always does. He guides us. All right. We're going to pray, and then we're going to jet out. And so anyway, I'm glad that you came along and told us about this. And this is going to help so many people. I just can't wait till everybody is well. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that you're revealing to us, helping us to see the beautiful, bright future that we have of peace, like what President Trump is working so hard on, and RFK and Doug and Kerry and Describing Life, all working so hard to help us to have healthy, long lives, not only for us, but for our pets and everyone over on at Pets Shop, also trying to help everyone, even our little animals, have long, healthy lives. Just joy and abundance for everyone. I just continue to pray that that you'll guide each one of us on what you would have each one of us do to counter all the tricks and the traps of the enemy. Lord, help us to continue to share the truth, whatever you have revealed to us, so that more and more people will have the help that they need and understand what's really going on and not be caught in this trap of not only the sickness, but also of the deception. And thank you again for our president. We just ask you to continue to guide him and to strengthen him and to protect him, and that many people soon will wake up and stop fighting him because he's just trying to help save the world. And all these ones who are doing evil, Lord, we pray that this will be the moment, their Red Sea moment, when they will be brought down and washed away, and that they can no longer harm us or our health or our wealth or the peace of the world or anything ever again. I just pray all this in your name, King. So good to have you on the show. Thank you for joining with me. And we'll play our little song. So just hang on tight right there. And if I can get this mouse to cooperate, I'm going to tell everybody that I will see you on Saturday at 10:30 Central Standard Time. Okay, guys? And I will talk to you later.
With an iron rod, he will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.